Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you incredibly powerful people. Okay, this is a really special show because I have half of Creation Station sitting on my floor like kindergartners. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
My God, are we having a rocking weekend. Holy hell. Okay, so welcome. As you know, I'm off to Europe on Thursday morning at the crack of dawn. Hold the space and hold the light and wish me well and think fun for the next 4 weeks for me, because that's the plan. The shows will all be new and awesome, I might say. Jared's going to take the first two shows for me, Jared Hewitt, Nadia Angelini, whose wedding I am attending when we first get to Europe, will be here for the last show. So all the e-blasts will be new. Everything will be just like Dee is in town. I'm in the building, okay? So stay with the energy, guys, and keep supporting yourselves and the rest of the community, please, while I'm gone. I started to say so I can feel like I can vacation and leave more, but I guess that's all up to me. So... okay, lots of stuff up. First of all, I want to send out the last invite that I can send out for this Creating Change for the Collective Consciousness. The people attending Creation Station, we're already seeing us being used to start the July work. We were told to do further work on autism and energy and so in July, it's about serving the one, which is, of course, part of what we're already a part of. So when we serve the one, we serve ourselves. And we're going to be asked to be doing work for lands and countries, nationalities, cultural associations, a lot of health and disease, and other stuff. Okay, so that's July 25th, 26th, 27th. We're having a big slumber party at my house this weekend. We all went dancing last night. We're rocking it out here. Oh yeah, and we're doing a lot of healing stuff too. And I'm going to be at Lilydale August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in New York. Please come visit me. If you've never been to Lilydale, it's an experience in itself. It's like walking into an old world. That's the only way I can express it. An old world that's connected with, lots and lots of renowned mediums actually live on the property year-round. So as soon as you enter the property, you can feel this amazing energy there. And, of course, all these mediums are available to have sessions with, but they also do free readings around the tree stump and in the meeting hall every day. So it's pretty cool. Of course, our work is a little bit different. And when I got there last year, I went, wow, I'm not sure I fit in. And then the channel said, well, you fit in if you think you do. So I shifted that really quickly. So anyway, join me. Those are the next two exciting things up. For those of you that listened to the unfrickin' believable, she says humbly, last webinar on the latest information that's coming in. It was mind-blowing, guys. It was a mind-blowing webinar. I am supposed to tell all of you to be sure once we transmute, that we pull in all of our power that we've given away, that we have transmuted it, that we invoke the violet flame and the golden light. Because we're transmuting, that's the highest word, a lot of energy. And so anything resonating or staying with us that may be holding on or hanging around, yep, that's the highest thing. The violet flame and the golden light just takes it back to the light and turns it back into light so that it's more available to be used. Now, the big thing up from this weekend, oh, Lord have mercy, have we done a lot of work around judgment. Judgment and basically how they broke it down for the show is judgment equals separation. Anytime you judge anything, yourself included, especially yourself, you're going to separate your own energy and not have that energy to work with. If you're judging your families, if you're judging the political system, if you're judging your body, you're literally separating that energy from your energy system. And so when you direct your energy, then you're working with a lot less energy to direct than if you accept and embrace it all. So judgment equals separation. Separation equals a lack of self-love or falling out of self-love, which equals less of your energy to use. So get your power back. I feel like I'm – who's the guy that does the that we go to for our taxes? H&R Block. You know, their commercials. Get your power back, America. Get your money back, America. Well, I want you to get your power back from everybody that you've ever given it to, right? Call it back in. Use it, make it your own again, and then direct it to be in harmony with the frequency of divine love, and then we invoke the violet flame and the golden light, and then we're done. Then it's ours. You'll feel it come back in, guys. You'll feel it. You'll feel it. Okay, can I go to the calls? Wow. All right, we're off to the callers. I'm going to Erica in Georgia. Hi, you're on, honey. I think you're on. Here we go again. Okay, you're on. Hi.
Hey, how are you? This is your Twitter, Erica.
Oh, hi, Twitter, Erica. How are you, baby?
I'm okay. How are you? Well, I'm not okay, but how are you?
Well, I'm great because I'm choosing to be. So you're not great because you're choosing to be. So how come?
I sent you a message earlier, and I was like, I'm going to call in, but I don't really have a question, but I just feel the need to call in, and it never fails when I do call in, I hear your message, and I'm like, well, that's why I needed to call in. And then what you said about separation and judgment, I don't know, just been so many changes in the last couple months. I graduated from college, which is a great thing, it really is, but I feel kind of disconnected from everything now.
Well, can you let that be okay with you?
I don't want to be disconnected from everything.
Well, I know, and you're not going to create a connection if you're not okay with being disconnected.
Okay.
In other words, you're judging the disconnection, what's putting you into fear, and it's kind of like, holy hell, everything that I've known for the last few years, right? It has all that support system, all that foundation is shifting now. And it has to shift for you to open yourself up to new possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your job now is to trust that you are taken care of in this world, you'll make all the right decisions. That's a big part of it for you, Erica, is that you'll make the right decisions for yourself and everybody else.
I used to have, like, a lot of trust in myself because I always did things on my own time. I knew when I was ready to do something, and trying to push me to do it sooner was a failure for anybody. So after I graduated high school, I took a couple years off and worked, and then I went back to college, and now I'm seeing – I know we shouldn't compare ourselves to how others are succeeding, but I'm seeing all my high school friends, and I feel like they're so much further ahead than me, and I try to tell myself, no, you chose the path you wanted to go down. But it's just – I don't know. It's getting older. I feel like I'm really far behind from my cohort age.
Okay. Do you see the judgment that's in there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you're judging yourself for not being as far as everybody else is, and you're judging everybody else for being further than you. And all of that energy then, and the focus on that, you're giving your energy away, and that's what makes you feel stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm asking you to be okay with where you are and decide where you want to be.
Yeah, that's so strange, though, because part of me feels like I need to kick my ass out of the rut, you know, kick my own ass and get myself going. But then another half of me tells me I just need to feel it and be in it for a while.
Well, why can't you do both? Why is that an either-or thing? Because that's what I'm hearing in your voice. That's an either-or thing. No, you spend your life feeling it and being it while you take action to take that feeling and being into what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just been
no, not it's
bizarre.
Just anything. We're giving you the answer, but you don't want to hear it, Erica.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Hear it.
What I'm saying to you is be it and feel it and experience everything that's going on and go, good, now that I'm doing that, I've got a lot of my power back. I've got a lot of my energy back, and now I'm going to focus it toward and then pick something.
Okay. I understand completely what you're saying now.
See, while you're, okay, this is the example they're giving me. While someone is studying to be a scientist, he can work in a pharmacy department. So there's always something that you can do to enhance your beingness. Wow. I don't think I ever said it that way before. Do you understand?
I like that. I like
yeah, I like it too.
Yeah. Yes, I do understand.
Hold on, Sheets, but can you give me a song, please?
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Oh, my God, that's so weird. I just heard that on an old album. So, baby, take a breath and just empty your thoughts. Because basically what that means is there's a fear in you that you're going to start the fire. You're going to cause the havoc. You're going to be the problem. And you're not if you take your focus off of that.
So that's the more I focus on it, the more I create it?
You bet.
Okay.
You bet. Okay. That's everything.
All right, thank you.
Lovely to
thank
talk
you
to
so
you,
much.
Baby, and thanks for all your work on my behalf.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
I love you so much. I
love
really
you
do.
Too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Okay, Ann. Ann?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, sweetheart. Take a breath. What's up?
I am so, so, so grateful for your webinar and that question that Matthew brought in. I've been playing with it ever since, and I just did some horrendous work, tremendous work with it, or play with it this morning. When I wake up with something, I just say, what would you be if you were love. And I got where I had heavy feelings, like almost being buried alive, overwhelmed, Roth IRA homes, etc. And what I got was gorgeous, freeing replies. You know, it's just like, you know, everything is just so transformed by that one question, and you see what's true. And then it's just like an instant switch.
And yes, and what that does, it's the switch of perspective.
Okay.
Instead of looking at what's wrong, what would it
or
be
even,
if it were love?
Or even feeling what's wrong. I mean, when you're in those heavy, heavy feelings, you can just put it on the feeling. You can put it on anything. And
yeah.
It just the answers come back instantaneously from the heart. And it's like forgiveness came back as a big hug from the big soul and gratitude for being reminded of who it was at the moment that I had forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the stuff that comes back is just so, I feel like somebody should write a book about that question. You know, everything that comes back just feels like it should be out there.
Can you be a little bit more explicit about what you mean? Because
The
stuff that comes back, you mean when we fall into the toilet and go into fear and judgment
again? No. What comes back when I ask the question? The answers I get back when I ask the question. So like when I'm feeling that heavy feeling of being buried alive, overwhelmed and all that, what would I be if I were love? And then I get the divine love, and, you know, I can feel free and happy and flying through the sky like
a
bird.
Let me ask you something, Ann. Is there anything to substantiate these fears? Is there anything in your life that is giving you proof that you should be experiencing all this?
No, it's just like, you know, when I wake up with that feeling we used to do with Hover, I just wake up with the feeling of heaviness or something. And then, you know, when that comes now, you know, I switch it. You know, I don't know. There's no reason why I get that I wake up with a heavy feeling. But, you know, that's what came up this morning. So whatever comes up, I just use it.
Well, and I think that she just taught everybody a really good lesson there. Is it doesn't matter what the reason is, because really there is no reason. There is no reason to allow yourself to stay in the negativity when you know that's going to create more of it.
Yeah, and it could be from the collective. It could even not be mine. I don't have to go with there.
There's a lot of that going on right now, as we talked about in the webinar, for sure. Hold on. There's something that we're – I'm supposed to tell you what happened at Creation Station. One of our beautiful attendees was late because of her flight, and I think it was her flight. I'm not sure now. Anyway, we were testing when she walked in, and everybody in the room had some resistance to loving ourselves except her. And
wow.
And we went, wow, you know, and we wanted to know why. And she said, well, I've been doing the love hover consistently. And when we all tested it, we got that was absolutely why she had allowed the resistance to loving herself to dissipate. So, again, I encourage all of you, whatever tool it is you use, whether it's the love hover or what would you be if you were love, or what would love do now, as Neil Donald Walsh wrote in Conversations with God, whatever that is, to bring yourself back to that.
Yeah, when I got life, I got life was a game, and then when I looked at resistance, it was the competitor that made the end game more interesting. It was, I mean, it's just the stuff that comes up is something I could never come up with out of the mind.
Yeah, well, that's why you know it's the channel.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Much love.
Have a
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry I cut you off. Yes, I will have a wonderful trip, I promise. And we're going to Justine in Pennsylvania. Hello?
Hi,
babe.
Hello.
What's up?
Okay, so I got a not even a week yet. I got a new vehicle.
Awesome.
And it is awesome because it's the first time I actually got the one I wanted, and not just because it was what I could afford at the time. So, but it seems like that getting this new vehicle, because I've been off the radar for so long, I haven't had any credit cards. I haven't, if I couldn't buy it with cash, I didn't need it kind of thing. And it's put me back on the radar going, you know, the financing and stuff for the vehicle. And I had a lot of help, and it was really easy and quick and over and done with, and I was very happy about that. But there are two things that have come up, and it's like these things are coming back to haunt me. Not quite 10 years ago, I have filed bankruptcy. And about 7 years ago, I have a vehicle repossession on my record, because when my relationship broke up, I couldn't afford to keep both the vehicles. I had to give one up because both were in my name. So I kept the one that I could afford and allowed them to take back.
Okay. So this is causing you problems now, these two things?
It's not, that's what I'm, it's like I'm feeling anxiety and feeling like I'm, you know, I'm back out there in financially, you know, there's activity on my, you know, credit and all that stuff. And it's like,
well,
it's,
yeah, welcome to the American way.
Yeah.
You know, so basically what you're saying to me is I fucked up before, and so I'm not safe putting myself back out into the world.
Exactly.
All righty then. Okay, so that's big, huge judgment. That's exactly what we're spending the whole weekend pretty much focusing on here. So do you understand the hell you're creating for yourself?
Yes, and that's
by
why
focusing on this when nobody else is saying, well, you can't have that car because you had a bankruptcy. You can't have that. Are you kidding me? They would give you a car if you could put spit down these days.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're carrying a lot of judgment for yourself about yourself that's creating a personal hell for you to live in. And also inherent in your comment is that you're judging not the world but the economy and the country and the people in it. They're going to do me and they're going to come after me. I'm not safe because I
exactly.
screwed up.
Exactly.
Okay, all those are judgments, and all of that is an amazing amount. You're spending an amazing amount of energy focusing on energy that's not even affecting you.
Right.
Well, stop it. It's such wasted energy.
I know, and I've been.
It's like sitting in a field of flowers going, oh, my God, someday there aren't going to be any flowers and this will all be barren. Someday this is all going to be barren and there won't be any flowers. And so the whole time you're in the flowers, you can't even enjoy your car now because you're paying for it with all this guilt.
Exactly. Yeah.
So stop it. Can you see how wasted? What are you getting out of it? Are you feeling important? I don't think that's it. What are you getting out of it?
I'm feeling very small and insignificant now. And
well, yeah, but that must be making you feel good in a way, or you wouldn't be choosing to feel small and insignificant.
I guess it's satiating the judgment that I have.
It's what?
It's satiating the judgment that I've had, you know.
Yeah. If I pay for it, if I make myself pay for it, then I can allow all this guilt to. My God, honey, I know so many fabulous, incredible people that have filed bankruptcy. You know, shit happens. Get over it.
Yeah.
If you can't love yourself, then you're not going to be able to see a world that loves you and accepts you. Because all this happened. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to have a serious conversation with your little girl because she's still saying, no, we really should still pay for this. Did your mom make you pay for stuff?
No.
No, I get a no on that. And I'm not talking about financially.
No, my mom has helped me tremendously, but she did not raise me. So it would be
who raised you? Who raised you?
My maternal grandmother.
Okay. Did maternal grandmother say, "I'll love you if"?
Yeah, she was very conditional.
I'll love you if you're a good little girl and do everything right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what you're doing to yourself now. You got to stop being your grandmother. Do you understand?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it comes back to the whole deserving, because every time I did something wrong when I was younger, something that I loved got taken away from me.
Okay, and now, energetically, you're taking it away from yourself with guilt.
Yes.
Well, stop it.
And I, you know, logically, I know all of this, but it's still like this little, you know, this little ball of sickness in my stomach, you know, that anxiety.
Well, sure, honey, you're anxious, because I would be anxious if I was worried about something and stressing about something and whipping myself about something that didn't matter. Do you understand? What you did just doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter
to anybody except the hell that you're creating for yourself.
Right, and that's
all right.
Exactly what I've been, you know, telling myself, but then I would flip back into, well, what if?
Well, then I would go to Matthew's question, what if all this anxiousness and guilt, what if it was love? What would it be if it was love? And keep asking yourself that, okay? Such an easy thing to go back to. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thank you.
We're going to Bob in New York. Hi, what's up?
Good morning. So what's up is for two things. Can you repeat for the listeners the Lilyvale conference? I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
That's question.
It's at Lilydale. I'll be there August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, doing seminars and private sessions.
Okay.
Google Lilydale. You'll read all about it. It's really quite an interesting place, Bob.
Okay. So the other question I have is I would like to attract a job, something that's fun, easy and meaningful, and pays some money. And I have
pays some money. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't want to do volunteer work. I would rather do.
I want to know how much you want to make.
Ah.
You see, the money's where you're falling out, because you're going, it's not okay to say I want a lot of money. But that's what you want, isn't it?
I'll do a Fibonacci number, which is $8,900. Is that $8,900 a month? Let's try that.
Okay. Now, when I say you think you deserve that, I get a no. You really want that, I get a no. You want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem with it, or able to create it. I get a no on all of them. So why do you think that would be? Because you think you can get the job, you think you can create that, you think you can be of service, you know you have a lot of talent with people, all of that's in place, and the money is what's tripping you up, because you can't imagine the job with that money. So that's a thought you've never had before. And let me be very clear, Chris, this is part of today. Let me be very clear that hoping is not a thought.
Yep.
If I hope I can do this is not choosing the thought from all thoughts, that I'm choosing the thought that I absolutely am the creator of that. And you've never had that thought before. You have to have that thought to shift you before. Okay, well, there you went. All right, so $8,900 a month. He wants it, needs it, deserves it, attracts it, never has a problem with it, is able to do it. Good. You test out on all that, and now we're going to the sheets. We're going to a core belief, this page here. Well, this is just an affirmation of what we got to. If I don't know I am energy, I can't direct the energy that I am. All you are is energy. All the world is energy. But you have to direct that energy. It says very clearly in the I Am Discourses, the energy cannot intercede on your behalf and create what you want unless you direct it, command it, ask and you receive. Ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. You will deliver this unto me. But you have to direct that your energy to be in alignment with that and direct the one energy of which it's all the same, but you want to use all the energy at your disposal. And there's a little judgment about people who make a lot of money, and that's separating all of the energy that you have to work with about creating this money. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So why did your mother, poor mother, Mother's Day on the hot seat today, why did your mother judge people with money like mine did?
I guess maybe she was jealous.
Get a yes on that. Well, you can't be a person who's making a lot of money if you're still holding that good people will be jealous of you.
I'd like to release that.
Well, who's the director of your energy?
Me.
Okay, well, go do it then. There you go. Well, push the easy button, Bob.
Easy.
Yeah, easy. Now, what does it feel like to know that you're working at a job that you love and creating $8,900 a month?
Fabulous.
You bet. Freedom, huh?
Freedom, involvement, being of service.
No, it goes to no on that. Don't get into the being of service shit.
Okay.
Let's just stay with the freedom. And the joy and the, wow, I did it, and wow, isn't this awesome? Because when you're in that vibration, you are always in service.
I agree.
Hold on, they're going to know. That's not true for him? Oh. Well, that's another little thing we... So... In other words, well, this is going to resonate with a lot of people. Only way for you to really be in service is to give up yourself somehow. Now, if you have that belief and it's in there somewhere, being in joy and freedom and getting everything you want isn't giving yourself up, and so you can't ever be in service. Are you with me?
Sort of. I'm on the edge.
Okay. What you want to know and direct yourself to own is the fact that when I'm happy and I'm free and I'm giving me everything I want and I live in joy all the time, I'm in service to everyone and everything. And then all the parts of the puzzle are put together.
Okay.
When you serve yourself, you serve the world. When you serve the world, you serve yourself.
I agree.
Bob. Okay. That's your answer. If you want to attract and create a job, you got to create it before you attract it, right?
All right.
Okay. Then that's your answer. Get yourself happy and know that the happier you get, okay, we're invoking the violet flame, the golden light. They want you to spend a little time getting your power. They want all of us to spend time right now getting our power back from our mothers and our fathers, whom taught us inadvertently to give ourselves up or to sacrifice ourselves or to serve others before ourselves. and that was the way we could serve the world the best. That's not a truth. So we're all pulling back our power from any and all limiting messages around don't make yourself happy or you have to give yourself up in some way in order to be of service. All right, we're all pulling, bring your energy back, bring your power back, incorporate that all into your energy field so all is integrated into your energy field, and now direct it to be in harmony with the frequency of divine love. We invoke the violet flame, the golden light, so it is. Anything else? That's your answer. That was an awesome little journey for all of us, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
And all you do.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're going to Kimberly in Georgia. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you, Dee?
I'm so fabulous sitting here with all my incredible peeps at Creation Station. We're having a good time. What's up?
I am making a big decision on looking for different jobs and moving to California. I've always wanted to move there, and I think now this is the time to move.
When I test that you think now is the time to move, I get a no. You want to move to California, and you're in fear of moving to California. Is that true?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you ready, willing, and able to pack up tomorrow and move?
Yes.
Okay. Kimberly, can't get to the truth. Hold on, they're stopping me. We're going to a core belief. All right, this page. Okay, the core belief is I'll never be good enough, so I can't go. And that's the truth of the belief that you're holding that you have to face in order for all of this fear. So you started out with, I'm going to mirror it back to you in an acting way. I've got this really big decision to make, Dee. I'm ready to change jobs and move to California. I've always wanted to be in California. Can you hear the vibration in my voice? It wasn't. Dee, I've decided I'm coming to California. I'm so freaking stoked. I can't stand it. You know, and I'm committed to changing jobs, and I just want to get a little discernment about that. You can hear the difference, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I test, is she switched? Am I switched? We both want Daya's answer. Something weird's going on. Okay. So when I test that you really believe you're good enough, smart enough, young enough, savvy enough to leave this job, create another job, and create this place in California that you want to be a part of, now I get a yes. So what do you think you switched?
Again.
What do you... Hold on. Something's up because it keeps going to yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. So is that where we're going? Okay. We're going... Okay. All right. So I think I can. I don't think I can. I think I can. I don't think I can. Does that resonate with you?
No. What I've been doing is some clearing on myself.
Yeah.
I've had enough of being with the crowd, and I'm no longer going to do that.
Being with the crowd. All right, let's stop there. What does that mean?
That means that I decided to just stay in the background and not do my passion and do what I could do just to live, and I no longer want to do that. And that's
okay.
what I... Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, and I said, that's what I think, what I've been observing, that's what I think some people do. They don't pursue their passion, and they settle. And
for
I,
sure,
I
because
no
they
settle.
Don't think they're enough to pursue their
right.
passion.
Right.
Okay, so the thing that kept you in the background that you decided to keep yourself in the background and not live your passion is because you didn't think you were good enough to do it. Good enough, they don't like, hold on, they're going to replace those words for us. Well, the highest word they're giving me is smart enough, Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
So are you smart uh-huh. enough to create all this for yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what question, knowing that you're smart enough to do all this within yourself, by yourself, and letting everybody else help you that needs to help you, whether they're in embodiment or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your question now? Is there a question?
I don't have a question.
Yeah, there's nothing left to know if you really know that.
Exactly. I agree. Totally.
Okay. So let us know when you get here, babe.
All right.
Okay, and good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Something's up. I can feel it. Kathy, are you going to bring it in? Kathy in Hawaii?
Hello, Dee. Good morning.
Hi.
Well, I have to tell you, I missed the webinar on the day that you did it, but I started listening to it last night,
yeah.
And I only got halfway through, and I had to turn it off because I was just so just absorbing it all, and I was awake all night, thinking about all the stuff that you brought forward, just even the first half of the
I know,
webinar.
It was a pretty amazing webinar.
And directing and collecting and looking back and doing all that. So a lot of the callers that were on is like, okay, that was part of the piece that was missing, and then the violet flame and the golden light. So now for me is what I want to make sure I'm on track is getting my business going here. I had a successful business on the mainland, and then coming here, it's like starting all over again. So getting it going.
No, you're never starting over again.
Okay.
Okay, so you let that go, because
okay.
everything that you've ever known and ever succeeded in, and all of those pieces are already in place. You just have to, like, pick them up like a suitcase, they're saying, and bring them over there.
Okay.
So you're putting stuff in your way by saying, I have to start over. I have to start all over again here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Just take the energy and place it literally like a suitcase they're showing me. Pick it up and place it from one continent to the other, one country to the other. Okay, and now your next question is, okay, so that goes back to then moving to California too.
Right.
All right. Let's wherever we want to be, we've got to know, okay. We've got to know that our energy is already there. You connect with energy all over the world. Do you understand? We're all in the flow of the energy at one time together. Now, ask your next thing.
Well, it was basically what's something blocking. Is something's not coming together for me with getting it all, and I think there's doubt in there and resistance, even though I've been calling in the resistance and directing
the resistance
it.
Is to your own power.
Okay.
There is. It's not about doubt, other than doubting whether being totally powerful within yourself is okay. So why wouldn't it be okay?
I like my power.
I get a yes on that. When I say,
why wouldn't it be okay?
You like you super powerful, I get a no. So what's the difference in being powerful and super powerful?
The fear of accomplishing everything I want, currently.
Yep. And if
what
you
is with that?
Huh?
What is with that?
Well, then what else is there to do if you do all that? And if you do all of it and there's nothing else to do, then who the hell are you? And what do you do with the rest of your life?
There's lots of things to do. Have fun.
That's why people who face retirement, either two things happen. They embrace not having all that stuff to do, and they find places to volunteer, or they just have a great time hanging out and gardening. They give up their resistance to that because they don't need what they do to define themselves. Or they get sick and die because they have no purpose anymore.
Right. Well, so what I've been doing with my time is volunteering and doing some great things. Volunteering. I'm taking my ukulele lessons, which I've always wanted to do, and I'm gardening and I'm reaping the crops.
Yeah, but
my
none of
that
stuff is making you happy, Kathy. Why isn't it making you happy? You've got to get happy, and then your job and then your business takes off. But you're waiting for your business to take off to get happy. Well,
okay.
I'll do this while I'm waiting.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, yes. I agree.
Okay, well, you got to shift that and be happy in the journey. Be happy in the journey of creating this business easy, effortlessly, and joyfully in a new place.
Okay, falling out on the happy part.
This is what you're saying. If you can create love in the United States, or if you can create love in, let's say, Colorado, it stands to reason you can create love in Hawaii, doesn't it?
Yes.
But then we get to something that's physical, a physical manifestation of something, and we go, oh, well, this is going to be a lot harder to create here. It's just energy.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not getting anything else. It's just that little tweak in your perception.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
That totally makes sense.
All right,
so,
baby. Thanks for calling
in.
Thank you
for that. Have a fabulous trip.
Oh, why not? I'm going to.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, too. Tracy in California, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I've been, since February, trying to sell my house. And when I was
looking
to
get a no on that already.
Oh.
You think you've been trying to sell your house, but there's a reason you're holding on to it. So what would it be if I asked you what it would be?
Maybe all the memories. I've been here for 20 years.
Yep. Okay. So we got a theme going here now. So if you have your memories, can you take them with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. They're just energy.
Yeah.
The memories are just energy. I know because I walked myself through this. I'm really have a lot of compassion for this because, you know, I've been in my home almost 40 years, and my soulmate, my husband, we were married here, and he died while I was here, and we raised our daughter here. All my memories are in this home.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought I had to sell it a few years ago, I said, you know, I'm just going to start looking at other places and feeling into what it would feel like if I need to do this. And the more I looked at condominiums and townhomes, the more I thought, wow, I can kind of feel the freedom of doing this.
Yes.
I can feel the freedom of not having the pool to worry about and the grounds to worry about. And I don't need all the room that I have, really. And I actually started kind of feeling excited about it. And then everything turned around, and I never had to sell my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked down that road of memories, of all my memories are here, right?
Yes.
But if you sit in the middle of your house and close your eyes, you'll call all your memories in, and the house really doesn't have – the house is where they happened. but the house doesn't really have anything to do with you living with your memories.
Okay.
There's something else. We're going to the sheets. The sheet. Okay. You have to understand, Trace, that you are the power that gets to choose whether you're free and free enough to take the memories with you. That your love, your experience of love and joy always goes with you if you choose it to.
That feels very nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So just be conscious of saying, yeah, come on. Come on with me. We're all going to go together like your little children. Like they're your little children. Mm-hmm. All your memories are your little children. You're going to take them all with you. You know, when your kids were little, if you had to move, you didn't go, oh, my God, I'm so afraid that I'll have to leave my kids here and I'll never see them again. You take them with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have the power to do that, but not if you get immersed in the drama of it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Nathaniel, I have a little time. You got to talk quick. Hi, buddy.
Sure.
What's up?
Dee, I love your work. I think it's amazing. And my questions revolve around feeling exhausted all the time and also getting unstuck or dealing with becoming more of I'm a jazz musician. I play a lot in New York. I think I have great stuff to offer people, but I just feel like I'm stuck trying to figure out how to make the money I want with it. I'm also a great teacher
as
well.
Okay, give me a song. Nathaniel,
I don't know. I think of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. Get out of your head. You see.
Yeah.
Whatever comes through, that's
it.
So Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Ain't No River Wide Enough to Keep Me From Getting to You. Okay.
Yeah.
That whole strong song is about struggle. Which is about what this weekend has turned into in Creation Station. It's giving up every belief and every message that limits us in any way about having to struggle to get what we want. We want freedom. And we have to be the vibration and the frequency of freedom first. We have to create the feeling of freedom within us.
Yeah.
But most of us have been taught that in order to be free, we have to struggle. You know, our whole country is based on that.
Yes.
That we had to struggle to get our freedom.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Can you pull your power back from your family? Can you pull your power back from... You bought into this belief... your family, your teachers, society.
Yes.
You know, you just have really allowed yourself to own that belief.
You're right. You're right.
Well, okay. So your whole focus is on knowing that freedom is your divine right.
Yeah.
You were born free. All energy is free.
Yeah.
Unless it defines itself as not. And then it's in prison. And that's really a great summary of everything that we're doing across the board for ourselves right now. Is can we be the freedom that we... See, we're trying to do everything else to get the freedom.
Right. I feel that way. It's
we have
like
to
I'm gonna
freedom first.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, when you're doing this, are you just feeling it to the feeling of like what would it be like my version of freedom that I could, I don't know, have the money I want, play where I want, or is it like that, or is it I don't know.
They're saying? They're saying to close your eyes and just picture a bird flying.
Yes, soaring.
Okay. Yeah. See, my pendulum went to the big yes. You get that. That's the feeling of it, honey. You okay?
Yeah.
That's you see that visceral experience that you're having right now is because your heart opened and allowed yourself to just move into the feeling of freedom.
Yeah.
All right,
that
baby.
That would be great.
Thank you. The more you live there and then allow all energy to give that feeling to you. Say, this is the feeling that I live in money. This is the feeling I live in my music. This is the feeling I live in my relationships. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, darling.
Yes,
thank you.
I appreciate it.
Much love.
Thank
you.
All right, guys.
I'm off to Europe. Well, first I'm off to Creation Station. Then I'm off to Europe. You know, love yourselves while I'm gone. Go for the freedom. Really take your power back. Take your power back because we're all plugged in. You're already where you need to be. You just have to create that as your reality. The illusion that we are not free is an illusion. It's the same illusion as disease. They're saying basically everything's an illusion until you make it your reality. So choose the things that you want to be the reality of and focus on those and make them your reality. Well, that was an interesting little bit to leave you with. Okay, au revoir. I will see you in 3 weeks, and I love you. Go love yourselves.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.